Welcome to the Acts in Africa audio recordings. This session was taught in an Acts 1-8 conference in Libreville, Gabon in August 2013. The speaker is Dr. Denny Miller, and the session is called How We Can Be Filled with the Holy Spirit. The translation is in French. We hope you enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. You may contact us at actsinafrica@agmd.org.
Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here.
La présence du Seigneur est palpable.
On the night that Jesus was resurrected,
au jour de la résurrection du Seigneur,
he appeared unto his disciples in an upper room.
Il apparut à ses disciples dans une chambre.
And he said to them,
il leur dit,
peace be unto you.
La paix soit avec vous.
As the Father hath sent me, I am sending you.
Comme le Père m'a envoyé, moi aussi je vous envoie.
Then he breathed on them
et il souffla sur eux,
and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Et il recevait le Saint-Esprit.
This tells me three things.
Cela m'amène à parler de trois choses.
Number one, the Holy Spirit can be received best when your heart is at peace.
Le Saint-Esprit peut être mieux reçu quand votre cœur est en paix.
Receive the peace of God right now.
Recevez la paix de Dieu.
Secondly,
deuxièmement,
that tells me that the baptism in the Holy Spirit has something to do with God's mission.
Cela me dit que le baptême du Saint-Esprit a quelque chose à faire avec la mission de Dieu.
Because he said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
Parce qu'il a dit que comme le Père m'a envoyé, moi aussi je vous envoie.
And third, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the normal thing for Christians to receive.
Le baptême du Saint-Esprit est la chose normale pour que le chrétien la reçoive.
Jesus did not shout at his disciples.
Jésus n'a pas crié sur ses disciples.
He breathed into them.
Mais il souffla sur eux.
Being filled with the Holy Spirit,
être rempli du Saint-Esprit,
is as normal as breathing.
Est aussi normal que la respiration.
What breathing is to your natural man,
ce que la respiration est pour vous en tant qu'homme naturel,
being filled with the Spirit is to your spiritual man.
Et c'est la même manière sur le plan spirituel.
It's the normal thing to do.
C'est la chose normale à accomplir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After I preach,
après que
I'm going to be inviting those who have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit to come forward.
Ceux qui n'ont jamais été baptisés du Saint-Esprit.
And I want you to come with peace in your heart.
Et je voudrais que vous veniez avec la paix dans votre cœur.
Trusting Christ's promise that He will give you the Holy Spirit.
Mettant confiance aux promesses du Seigneur qu'il va vous donner le Saint-Esprit.
And then I'm going to invite those who you may even pray in tongues.
Et je viens aussi d'autres qui parlent des gens là.
But somehow when you're praying in the Spirit,
et d'une certaine manière, quand vous priez en esprit,
you don't feel that presence and power of God.
Mais vous ne ressentez plus la présence et puissance de Dieu.
Every one of these three groups equally need to be filled or refilled with the Holy Spirit.
Et tous ces trois groupes de personnes citées ont besoin d'être remplis du Saint-Esprit.
And so get ready.
Soyez prêts donc.
But the business of tonight is to be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. Throughout this conference, we have emphasized the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit. We have told you that Christ's last command to His church was that they be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Et nous avons dit le dernier commandement de Jésus à ses disciples était qu'ils soient remplis du Saint-Esprit.
And I ask myself the question,
et je me suis posé moi-même la question,
if this experience is so important,
si cette expérience est si importante,
would not Jesus have given us some instructions on how to receive the Holy Spirit?
Jésus ne nous donnerait-il pas des instructions sur comment recevoir cet Esprit?
He wouldn't just say, receive the Holy Spirit,
il n'aurait pas dit seulement recevez le Saint-Esprit,
and then not tell us how.
Et sans pourtant nous dire comment.
And so tonight,
et cette nuit,
I want us to read Jesus' personal instructions,
je voudrais que nous lisions les instructions personnelles de Jésus,
on how we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Comment nous pouvons être remplis du Saint-Esprit.
So turn with me to the book of Luke,
nous allons lire dans le livre de Luc,
chapter 11.
Chapitre 11.
And we're going to read 13 verses.
Et nous allons lire 13 verses.
And we will go verse by verse.
Et nous irons verset par verset.
Okay. I'm going to read the English also because we're recording this message for English speakers as well as French speakers. Luke 11, verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.
Jésus priait un jour dans un certain lieu. Lorsqu'il y a arrivé, un de ses disciples lui dit, Seigneur, enseigne-nous à prier comme Jean l'a enseigné à ses disciples.
And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
Il leur dit, quand vous priez, dites, Père, que ton nom soit sanctifié, que ton règne vienne.
Give us each day our daily bread.
Donne-nous chaque jour notre pain quotidien.
And forgive our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us.
Pardonne nos péchés, car nous aussi nous pardonnons à quiconque nous offense.
And lead us not into temptation.
Et ne nous induis pas en tentation.
And he said to them,
il leur dit,
which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves.
Il leur dit encore, si l'un de vous a un ami et qu'il aille le trouver au milieu de la nuit pour lui dire, ami, prête-moi 3 pains.
For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him.
Car un de mes amis est arrivé de voyage chez moi et je n'ai rien à lui offrir.
And he will answer from within, do not bother me, the door is shut and my children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.
Je suis de l'intérêt de sa maison, cet ami lui répond, ne m'importune pas, la porte est déjà fermée, mes enfants et moi sommes au lit, je ne puis m'élever pour te donner des pains.
Verse number 8. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, because of his persistence, he will rise up and give him whatever he needs.
Je vous l'ai dit, même s'il ne se lèverait pas pour le lui donner parce que c'est son ami, il se lèverait à cause de son importunité et lui donnerait tout ce dont il a besoin.
Now listen very closely.
Suivez ça, de près.
And I tell you, ask and it will be given you.
Et je vous dis, demandez et l'on vous donnera.
Seek and you will find.
Cherchez et vous trouverez.
Knock and it will be open to you.
Frappez et l'on vous ouvrira.
For everyone who asks receives.
Car quiconque demande reçoit.
And the one who seeks finds.
Celui qui cherche trouve.
And the one who knocks, it will be opened.
Et l'on ouvre à celui qui frappe.
What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent?
Quel est parmi vous le père qui donnera une pierre à son fils s'il lui demande du pain?
Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
Ou s'il demande un poisson, lui donneras-tu un serpent au lieu d'un poisson?
If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
ou s'il demande un œuf, lui donneras-tu un scorpion? Si donc méchant comme vous l'êtes, vous savez donner les bonnes choses à vos enfants.
How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
À combien plus forte raison le Père Céleste donnera-t-il le Saint-Esprit à ceux qui le lui demandent?
Here in this text, Jesus gives us 3 instructions about receiving the Holy Spirit.
Dans ce texte, le Seigneur Jésus nous donne 3 instructions sur comment recevoir le Saint-Esprit.
The first thing He teaches us,
la première chose qu'il nous enseigne,
is that we must ask for the Holy Spirit. In verse 9, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, and verse 13. In each of those 3 verses, Jesus tells us to ask. In verse 9, he said, ask and it will be given you. In teaching about prayer,
en enseignant sur la prière,
the Apostle James said, you have not because you ask not.
Jacques dit, vous ne recevez pas parce que vous ne demandez pas.
And so the Holy Spirit is not given automatically.
Ainsi, le Saint-Esprit n'est pas donné automatiquement.
Or unconsciously.
Ou inconsciemment.
Or secretly.
Ou secrètement.
But the Holy Spirit is given consciously when we ask for the Holy Spirit.
Et le Saint-Esprit est donné consciemment lorsque nous demandons pour le Saint-Esprit.
In a few moments,
dans quelques moments,
we're going to come and ask God for the Holy Spirit.
Nous allons venir ici pour demander à Dieu le Saint-Esprit.
And we're going to come with Jesus' promise in our hearts.
Et nous viendrons avec la promesse du Seigneur Jésus-Christ dans nos cœurs.
Ask and it will be given you.
Demande et il te sera donné.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So get ready.
Est-ce que vous êtes prêts?
Now Jesus also told us how we are to ask.
Et Jésus nous a dit aussi comment nous allons demander.
Look at Mark chapter 11 verse 24.
Regardons dans Marc 11, 24.
And I will wait for you to turn to that passage.
Et j'attends que vous tourniez sur cette page-là aussi. En fait,
Mark chapter 11,
Mark 11,
verse 24.
Verset 24.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
therefore I tell you,
c'est pourquoi je vous dis,
whatever you ask for in prayer,
tout ce que vous demanderez en priant,
believe that you have received it,
croyez que vous l'avez reçu,
and it will be yours.
Et vous le verrez accompli.
Now, because I don't speak French, I don't know how the French Bible reads.
Comme je ne parle pas français, je ne sais pas comment est-ce que le texte est en français est lu.
But I do know how the Greek Bible reads.
Mais je sais bien lire cela en grec.
And so it's very important that we get this verse right.
C'est pourquoi c'est très important que nous comprenions bien ce passage.
Jesus did not say,
Jésus n'a pas dit,
believe that you will receive.
Croyez que vous allez recevoir.
He did not say, believe that you will receive and it will be yours. He did not say that. Jesus said, believe that you have received. When we pray to receive the Holy Spirit, we must pray with such confidence in our hearts that our very asking moves the hand of God. And God, in response to our prayer, gives us the Holy Spirit. And we believe that we have received. I will talk about that more in just a moment. And so the first thing Jesus teaches us is that we must ask for the Holy Spirit. And together tonight, we're going to do that. I will be calling certain people to come to the front. But I'm going to call everybody to pray. On the day of Pentecost, everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that the same thing could happen to here tonight. That the Holy Spirit can fill all the house where we are sitting. And we can all be filled with the Holy Spirit. And begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit enables us. It's possible. But we must all ask. And open our hearts to God. Secondly, Jesus teaches us that we should not be afraid when we come to receive the Holy Spirit. Look at verses 11 through 13. He said, what father among you? Luke 11, verse 11.
Luke 11, 11.
Jesus said, what father among you, if a son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Jesus is saying, when you ask for the Holy Spirit, do not be fearful. That's why he breathed, said to his disciples, peace be unto you. You should not be afraid. Some people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Some are fearful when they come to receive the Holy Spirit. There are those in this congregation tonight. You fear any kind of dramatic encounter with God. Somehow in your mind, God is a fearful thing.
Oh, dans votre esprit, vous pensez que Dieu fait peur.
And you fear.
Et vous avez peur.
There are others.
D'autres
who fear a false experience.
Et ont peur d'une mauvaise expérience.
They have been warned that if you go to seek for the Holy Spirit, maybe the devil will sneak in and do something in your heart. Others fear that, well, if I start speaking in tongues, maybe it will be me and not God. And so they fear. Others fear that they will look foolish. I will start trying to speak in tongues and then I will mess up and look foolish. Others fear failure. I will try to seek and I will fail again. But Jesus is saying to us, do not be afraid. Jesus is saying, you fathers, even though you are evil compared with God, even the most holy father compared to God is evil. He said, but even you fathers who are evil, if your son asks you for a fish, will you give him a snake? Your son comes up and says, Father,
votre fils vient et dit, Papa,
I am very hungry.
J'ai faim.
You say, come, son, come.
Et tu dis, viens, fils.
You're hungry?
Tu as faim?
Eat this snake.
Mange ce serpent.
Will you do that with your children?
Est-ce que vous allez le faire avec votre enfant?
No, you wouldn't do that.
No.
And you're evil.
Et vous êtes méchant.
And Jesus says, you fathers.
Et Jésus dit, vous, parents.
If a son asks for an egg,
si votre fils vous demande un œuf,
will you give him a scorpion?
Lui donnera-t-il un scorpion?
No, you won't do that.
No.
Same with you, especially with you mothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus is saying, but your heavenly Father, who is infinitely more loving than you are, if a son or a daughter comes to him and asks for the Holy Spirit, God will give him the Holy Spirit. In another place it says God will only give us good gifts. And so when you come to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight, don't come fearful. Come knowing that you're coming to a loving Heavenly Father. And if you pray for the Holy Spirit, your Heavenly Father will protect you. He will ensure that you get the gift that you ask for. Don't be fearful. Don't be fearful of demons. Don't be fearful of failure. You will be in the presence of your Heavenly Father. And He will only give you good gifts. So that's the second thing Jesus teaches. First, we must ask. When we ask, we must ask in faith. Secondly, we must not be afraid.
Nous ne devons pas avoir peur.
There's a third thing Jesus teaches us in this passage.
Il y a plusieurs choses que Jésus a enseigné dans ce passage.
Is that when you come to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
c'est que quand vous venez pour être rempli du Saint-Esprit,
you must be serious.
Soyez sérieux.
Listen what he says.
Écoutons ce qu'il a dit.
He says, seek and you will find.
Il a dit, cherchez.
Well, he said ask. We know he said ask.
Nous savons qu'il avait dit aussi, demander.
But he said, you must seek.
Mais il a dit, vous devez chercher.
You must knock.
Vous devez frapper.
Now, if we were reading together in the Greek language,
si on le lisait dans la langue grecque,
And you know the Bible, the New Testament was written in Greek. You know that. And if you spoke Greek and I was reading to you in Greek, this is what you would hear Jesus saying. He would say, keep on asking.
Continuez à demander.
And you will keep on receiving.
Et vous allez continuer à recevoir.
Keep on seeking.
Continuez à chercher.
And you will keep on finding.
Et vous allez continuer à découvrir.
Keep on knocking.
Continuez à frapper.
And doors will continually be opened unto you.
Continuera à vous ouvrir les portes.
You see, Jesus is calling us to be serious.
Jésus nous interpelle à dire.
You cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
Vous ne pouvez pas recevoir le Saint-Esprit.
Praying the same way you pray over supper.
Oh, priant de la même manière que vous priez dans vos repas.
Oh Lord, fill me with the Spirit.
Oh Seigneur, remplis-moi du Saint-Esprit.
You cannot receive the Holy Spirit that way.
Vous ne pouvez pas recevoir le Saint-Esprit de cette manière.
You must come and be very serious.
Vous devez venir avec sérieux.
You will seek me, God said. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jesus cried out, is anyone thirsty? Let him come unto me and drink. And as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. When you come,
quand vous venez,
you must be serious.
Soyez sérieux.
And Jesus told the story.
Jésus a raconté cette histoire.
We just read the story.
Nous avons lu l'histoire.
He said this man, one night he was in bed. He must have lived in a small house because all the children and the wife and all were sleeping in one room. I know many people who have that arrangement. So the children are asleep and he's in bed. And he hears knock, knock, knock. Or co, co, co.
Co, co, co.
Co, co, co on the door.
Sur la porte.
And he says, who's there?
Et lui, qui est là?
And he said, I'm your neighbor from next door.
Oh, je suis ton voisin d'à côté.
He said, I have had a friend come on a journey at night.
Oh, j'ai reçu un ami qui est venu me voir, maintenant je visite la nuit.
And I am very embarrassed.
Et je suis vraiment embarrassé.
I have no food to give him.
Je n'ai rien à lui offrir.
I need to borrow some food.
Oh, j'ai envie de lui prêter quelque chose.
And he said, the man from inside the house will say, go away.
Oh, non. Va-t'en.
My children are asleep.
Mes enfants dorment.
If I light the light, it will wake up everybody.
Et si j'allume encore, je vais réveiller tout le monde.
But he said, the man continued to knock. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Finally, because of his persistence,
et finalement, à cause de son insistance,
he got up and he helped him.
Oh, cet homme se réveilla et l'aida.
And Jesus says, even though he was his friend,
et Jésus dit, même s'il était son ami,
it wasn't because of his friendship that he got up.
Ce n'est pas à cause de son amitié qu'il se réveilla pour le
it was because of the other man's persistence.
Mais c'est à cause de l'insistance de cet homme.
Then Jesus says,
ainsi Jésus dit,
verse number 9,
verse 9,
therefore I say to you,
ainsi je vous dis,
ask and it will be given you.
Demandez et il vous sera donné.
Seek and you will find.
Cherchez et vous trouverez.
Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
Et on vous ouvrira.
So Jesus tells us to be serious.
Et Jésus dit d'être sérieux.
To pray until we receive.
De prier jusqu'à ce que nous recevions.
Many of you, when we come to pray,
beaucoup d'entre vous, quand nous venons pour prier,
you will receive very quickly.
Vous le recevrez rapidement.
Others of you will not receive immediately.
Certains ne recevront pas le Saint-Esprit immédiatement.
But God wants you to keep knocking on the door.
Mais Dieu veut que vous continuez à frapper sur sa porte.
But all the time with faith in your heart.
Et toujours avec la foi dans votre cœur.
Knowing that very soon the door is going to open.
Et sachant que très bientôt la porte sera
ouverte. Because Jesus said, everyone who asks receives.
Parce que Jésus a dit, quiconque demande reçoit.
And he who seeks finds.
Et celui qui cherche va trouver.
And the one who knocks, it will be opened unto him.
On ouvrira la porte.
Now, isn't that a good teaching? Doesn't that encourage your heart? And so let me tell you what we're going to do. Based on this passage of Scripture, we're going to come and receive the Holy Spirit tonight. As we prayed for many people throughout Africa, we have developed a way of praying for the Holy Spirit that's been very helpful to people. And it's a way that's firmly based upon Scripture. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to come and ask in faith. Then together we're going to receive by faith.
Et ensemble, nous allons recevoir par la foi.
And then we're going to speak in faith.
Et ainsi, nous allons parler en langue par la foi.
Let me tell you what I mean.
Laisse-moi vous dire ce que je veux dire.
We're going to come up here together.
Nous allons venir ici ensemble.
And we're going to open our hearts to Jesus.
Et nous allons ouvrir nos cœurs au Seigneur Jésus.
We're going to sense the presence of God.
Nous allons ressentir la présence de Dieu.
And then we will pray a prayer together.
Et nous allons faire une prière ensemble.
The prayer will be something like this.
La prière sera comme ceci.
Jesus, I've come
Seigneur, je suis venu
to be filled with your Spirit.
Pour être rempli de ton esprit.
You promised.
Tu as promis.
Everyone who asks receives.
Quiconque demande reçoit.
I believe your promise.
Je crois en ta promesse.
And so I ask you right now,
et je te demande maintenant,
give me the Holy Spirit.
Donne-moi l'esprit.
And then when we pray, we're going to believe that God is answering our prayer. This is what I mean. You say, Heavenly Father, I've come to you. And your faith says, God is listening. Hallelujah. God is
listening.
And then you say, Jesus, you said if I would ask, you would give me the Holy Spirit. And your faith says, God is about to give me the Holy Spirit. And then you say, I ask you right now, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. And your faith says, God is answering my prayer right now and He's giving me the Holy Spirit. That's what faith is. And if you will believe, God will breathe on you just like Jesus breathed on His disciples. And you will sense the presence of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. So when you come, be very sensitive to God. You have not come to baptize yourself in the Holy Spirit. These pastors will be helping you and praying for you. But they cannot baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And so your heart's open to Him. We ask. We believe. We sense the presence of God coming upon us. Step number one, ask in faith. Step number two, receive by faith. You see, in verse number 9, Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. But in verse number 10, He said, everyone who asks receives. Now that doesn't mean that you passively receive, but you actively reach out and receive. The other night, Mark gave us a little drama. He asked for his small computer. He gave the small computer to the lady. And he said, I ask you, give me the small computer. Okay, and so he's giving it to me. But what's wrong? I ask him for it, he's giving it to me. But there's a problem. What's the problem? I'm not receiving. I must reach out my hand and receive. And now the computer is mine. Do you see? When you ask for the Holy Spirit, God will give you the Holy Spirit. Every time. Don't worry about that. You ask.
vous demandez,
God will give.
Dieu vous le donnera.
But now,
mais
the second thing we must do is receive.
Deuxième chose que nous devons faire, c'est de recevoir.
And Jesus told us how.
Et le Seigneur Jésus nous a enseigné comment.
He said, whatever you ask for in prayer,
quel que soit ce que vous demandez dans la prière,
believe that you have received it.
Croyez que vous l'avez reçu.
And it will be yours.
Et cela vous sera à
vous. So you say, in Jesus' name,
et vous dites, au nom de Jésus,
I receive the Holy Spirit.
Je reçois le Saint-Esprit.
And maybe like those people that Jesus breathed on,
comme les disciples sous lesquels Jésus souffla,
sometimes I will say, I receive the Holy Spirit. And I breathe in, I go. And I say, God, you're filling me with the Spirit. Now, I know that air is not the Holy Spirit. The air is not the Holy Spirit. But I'm being like the disciples. I'm saying, I'm receiving. And you believe, yes, I have received, yes. And you will feel the presence of God inside you. The Spirit who was upon you will now come inside you. So you ask in faith, you receive by faith, and then we will take a third step of faith. We will speak in faith. The Bible says, Acts chapter 2 verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. As they began to speak, the Holy Spirit who had filled them began to flow through them, and out of them, and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now I want you to listen to me. The words that you speak will be words from God. But they will not come through your mind. They will come from deep inside. Jesus said, out of your spirit will flow rivers of water. Paul says, the man who speaks in tongues does not understand. It is his spirit that is speaking. Now listen to me. You will feel the Spirit upon you. You will sense His presence inside you. And then you begin to speak from where you feel the presence of God. And you will begin to speak words that you do not understand. It will not be forced. It will be natural.
Ce sera naturel.
It will be supernatural.
Ce sera surnaturel.
But natural at the same time.
Mais en même temps, c'est naturel.
You will just begin to flow.
Et vous allez seulement commencer à couler.
You cannot make yourself speak in tongues.
Vous ne pouvez pas vous-même inventer le parler en langue.
I cannot teach you to speak in tongues.
Je ne peux pas vous enseigner comment parler en langue.
All you can do,
tout ce que vous pouvez faire,
is feel God's presence.
C'est ressentir la présence.
Let the presence flow out.
Et que cette présence là coule en vous.
And begin to speak the words that God is giving you.
Et commencez à parler les mots que l'Esprit vous donne.
As long as you're saying in French,
et comme vous chantiez en français,
hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God,
hallelujah, louez soit Dieu,
you will not speak in tongues.
Vous n'allez pas parler en langue si vous commencez à chanter en français.
It will not come from here.
Ça ne viendra pas de votre intelligence.
It will come from deep inside.
Mais ça viendra du plus profond de votre.
But when you yield to Christ,
mais quand vous soumettez à Christ,
you sense His presence.
Vous ressentez sa présence.
And you let it flow.
Et vous laissez cette présence couler.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will come from deep inside you. And you will begin to speak in tongues. And it will be God's sign to you that He has empowered you to speak for Him. That He has empowered you to be His witness. You have become the mouthpiece of God. And now the Spirit will anoint you to go out and speak to people about Jesus.
la bonne nouvelle.
Isn't that wonderful?
N'est-ce pas que merveilleux?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must ask.
Vous devez demander.
You must not be afraid.
Ne pas avoir peur.
You must be serious.
Vous devez être sérieux.
We will come.
Nous viendrons.
According to the instructions of Jesus, and we will ask in faith. We will ask and believe. Then we will believe and receive. We will feel His presence inside. And then we will believe and speak. And you will begin to speak words you do not understand. I want you to stand with me now. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Now I want you to pray with me very quietly. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit. But do not get loud. Because I want to invite people to come. But I want you to sense the presence of God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into this place. Come upon me.
Oh, viens sur moi.
Come upon this congregation.
Oh, viens sur cette assemblée.
Fill this house, O Holy Spirit.
Oh, remplis cette maison du Saint-Esprit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to invite our pastors, if they would come. And the other delegates, elders who have been participating in this conference, you can come too.
Avancez, s'il vous plaît. Participez dans ce ministère.
Hallelujah.
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 Now look at these men up here. All you pastors, I want you to smile. Smile at those people. Because you're coming to a loving Heavenly Father. And these men are here to help you.
Et ces hommes sont là pour vous aider.
Because they love you.
Parce qu'ils vous aiment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, I thank God for all of these men.
Oh, je remercie Dieu pour ces hommes de Dieu qui sont là.
Now I want to speak to my first group of people.
Bon, je voudrais maintenant m'adresser au premier groupe de gens.
You're here tonight.
Vous êtes ici cette nuit.
And you love Jesus with all your heart.
Et vous aimez Jésus de tout votre cœur.
In your heart, you want to be His witness.
Et dans votre cœur, vous voulez être son témoin.
You want to help in planting these churches and doing other works for God.
Vous voulez aider à l'implantation des églises et à servir le Seigneur.
But you have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mais vous n'avez jamais été baptisé du Saint-Esprit.
With the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Avec l'évidence du parler en langue.
We want you to come down and stand and face these pastors. So you come now. Now, as these people are coming, let me speak to you. We are sending pastors out there among you tonight. And they're going to be praying with you as you receive the Holy Spirit out in the audience. All right, I would like to ask a second group to come.
Je m'adresse maintenant au deuxième groupe.
You have been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Vous avez été une fois baptisé du Saint-Esprit.
And you spoke in tongues.
Et vous avez parlé en langue.
But today you no longer pray in tongues.
Mais aujourd'hui là, vous avez perdu.
The Spirit is no longer flowing through you.
L'Esprit ne coule plus au travers de vous.
We want you to come and join these people.
Et si vous êtes concerné par cette remarque, alors avancez.
To be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now I want to speak to a third group. If you would say, Dr. Miller, I have been filled with the Spirit. And sometimes I pray in tongues.
Et je parle aussi en langue.
But I really don't feel the power of God.
Mais je ne ressens pas la puissance de Dieu sur moi.
And you see, we must be serious.
Vous savez, nous devons être sérieux.
But if you would say, I would like to be refilled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to put your hand up.
Si vous pouvez dire, Seigneur, je veux être encore rempli du Saint-Esprit, levez votre main, s'il vous plaît.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of you who would say, I would like to be Christ's witness, put your hand up. Okay, now I want everyone down here in front to look at me. Now smile at me. I want you to smile. Smile, okay? The reason I want you to smile is because I want your heart to be at peace. You've come to a loving Heavenly Father. You don't have to perform for us or for God. All you have to do is open your heart to Jesus and let Him come and fill you with the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to pray two prayers. In the first prayer, we're going to ask God to give us the Holy Spirit. As you pray, believe. Believe that God is giving. And you will feel His presence come upon you. At this point, do not pray loud, just quietly. Then we will pray a second prayer. In this prayer, we will take our step of faith. We will say, in Jesus' name, I receive the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to say, I believe that I have received. And I want you to feel the presence of God inside you. Then I want you to begin to speak. Some of you will speak very loudly. Some of you quietly. Some of you will speak many words in tongues. Some of you just a few words. Whatever happens, don't worry. Just keep giving yourself more and more to God. And so look at me and say, I am ready to be filled with the Spirit. You too, say it. I am ready to be filled with the Spirit. So let's look to God. Pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I have come to be filled with the Spirit. Jesus, You promised. You said if I would ask, You would give me the Holy Spirit. So I ask you right now, give me the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my heart is open. I am very serious. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now put your hands up. Put your hands up. Hallelujah. And feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not get loud. Do not get loud. Feel the presence of God. Open your heart to the Lord. Open your heart to the Lord. Feel His presence. Get ready to take your step of faith. Pray this prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I receive the Holy Spirit. I believe that I have received. In Jesus' name. Now receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Receive. Hallelujah. Feel His presence. Now speak. Speak. Speak in the name of Jesus. Speak by faith. Pastors, begin to pray for them. Sense His presence inside you. Choir, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Everyone out there, receive. Receive the Holy Spirit. This group, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.